They're going to work with MedVirginia, a regional health information exchange out in Richmond. And what they're going to do, they're going to offer patients the ability for SSA to obtain the patient's medical records electronically through MedVirginia. Now, they are, you know, and then they can take those records and give them to the claims processor. SSA already asks people applying for disability benefits if SSA can obtain the medical records, but usually they're paper records. So this project is really the electronic piece to that. Now, MedVirginia, just to give you an idea of who they are, they, as you mentioned, they're a regional health exchange, but they include four major hospitals or insurance companies that connect electronically so patients' records are shared easily.
And how will this project improve the claims processing, claims improvement, whatever? How will it improve how SSA...
It's going to make a big difference.
Yeah.
Right now, SSA says on average it takes 80 to 90 days to process claims, make a determination, not to get the records,
really?
But just to process the claims. So that's only 3 months. So if you were somebody who's waiting for your disability benefits and you got to wait 3 months, that's a long time. And I think SSA recognizes that. I think they've been criticized by GAO, by The Hill about it. And most of this time is waiting for the processor or the evaluators, waiting for the patient's medical records. Hospitals, doctor's offices, you know, they have things to do. And they don't necessarily get them, you know, to make copies, put them in the mail or FedEx them, whatever they do.
And those records are mostly paper-based right
now. And those are definitely paper-based.
Yeah.
Now, they did a test of this in Boston, at a hospital in Boston, and in fact, it took less than a minute to transfer those electronic records. So but from the time it took to make the request till they got the records, it was less than a minute.
So let's talk then about SSA's experience as a precursor for advancing health IT across the government. I thought they were sort of on the leading edge of this.
They definitely are on the leading edge. And remember, the stimulus bill had about $19 billion for health IT. Now, a lot of that was grants for doctor's offices and hospitals to really jump on board. But it also addressed a lot of different areas. And what SSA is doing is really showing how it can be done, why it can work, hopefully. And then five or six other agencies are slated to use the NIN, or the Nationwide Health Information Exchange Network, in 2009. Now, some of these aren't as advanced as SSA, and they're still figuring out quite how to use it, so we're not sure who those five or six are.
Right.
But the expectation is that we'll have five or six using the exchange by the end of 2009. Additionally, we also have there's a lot of, I think, other private and public sector organizations watching SSA. If they succeed, there's going to be a lot of answers that SSA will have about security, privacy, whether it's up to the patients to control their records, whether somebody else controls the records. And I think that's a really important piece here, because there's so much concern. Well, if I give the government my records, what happens to them? Well, if SSA can show that they can protect them, that there's no data leaks, that's going to really improve the confidence and get the momentum going.
Now, this, we're talking about health IT, of course, but Social Security Administration has come under some scrutiny from the Government Accountability Office because they need more money, they need more people, they need more training, they just need more stuff, especially as more people head toward retirement. You know, those baby boomers are not going to stay in the workforce forever. Is that an issue also with advancing the health IT initiative? I mean, do they need more money, more people? Are they looking for all of that?
Well, they are, and I think part of the idea to move to electronic health records is to satisfy and deal with that needs. If the processors are getting electronic health records, and this includes data and images, so let's be clear what we're talking about, x-rays, MRIs, things like that, as well as doctor notes, which probably would be maybe tough to read, you know, with the reputation doctors have with their handwriting.
Right.
But the point is that the bringing in health records gets things faster, you can do more. It's the cheaper, better, faster, I think, idea here. Now, I also believe that this is a, for SSA, they believe that about 3 million people a year apply for disability benefits, and I think there's some concern that may increase as well.
So it sounds a little, it's almost odd for me to ask you about the future of this when they're just starting the pilot, but is there a future to this? Are they looking at that already?
Well, sure. I mean, I talked to Debbie Summers, who's a senior advisor in the Office of Systems, and she says, listen, this is where we're starting, and we hope to really expand this nationwide to other regional health exchanges over the next 2 years. Now, she says maybe a little bit of an aggressive goal, but hey, we got to get this done. This is important. And in fact, she was really interesting. She was a fascinating speaker because she also said, listen, this is not the way that people thought we'd use health records. We thought they'd use it in different ways, you know, between doctors and hospitals and patients and hospitals. This is a totally different way, and this is she's very excited that this is getting going at the end of the month.